couple of minutes. But the Spa Women's Challenge is virtual this year, and women of all shapes and sizes are encouraged to challenge themselves by entering. And by doing so, they embrace the theme of the event to hashtag live limitless lives. Hashtag live limitless and support the donation of sanitary pads to less privileged schoolgirls. Now, somebody who I have been so in awe of for many, many years, and I'm sure so many of you are excited that she is here on Mornings with Sugar and Heart FM today, I'd like to welcome Professor Thuli Madonsela, Chair in Social Justice from the University of Stellenbosch, as well as the Foundation founder, the Tuma Foundation founder. Good morning, Professor. How are you today?
Good morning, Sugar. Good morning to the listeners. It's a joy to be here, and it's a very beautiful Stellenbosch morning.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Stellenbosch is gorgeous. Stellenbosch mornings are sometimes, they seem so magical. So wonderful to have you on Mornings with Sugar. And I'm so happy that you are happy at Stellenbosch today. We're talking living limitless. And you certainly have proven throughout the course of your life that you've done just that. And most recently, you have joined four other amazing women from the Western Cape and you summited Mount Kilimanjaro. Can you tell us about that experience?
Thank you for recognizing the Trek for Mandela Caring for Girls initiative. Firstly, Sugar, it's been a magical experience, and it always starts with a dream, and then of course it requires a bit of planning, a bit of climbing local mountains, a lot of mind control or mind management. And, of course, partnerships with colleagues, including one of our colleagues who spoke very highly of SWA, that is Ilse Botma, who was partly sponsored by yourself, and she was super grateful. And we are also super grateful that you sponsored her, because by sponsoring her, you sponsored us, because together we made it possible to climb, because it's a journey of a village. Alone, you cannot summit Kilimanjaro. And ultimately, it's about the girls who Mbumba Foundation is assisting to making sure that no girl is left behind or no girl drops out of school because they don't have sanitary pads.
And that is so important, because that is unfortunately what is happening. And so there are many, many people around the country that are recognizing this and trying to do their bit to keep these amazing girls in school. Now, Professor Thuli Madonsela is joining us on Mornings with Sugar today. We're talking about living limitless. We've just mentioned the 10th annual Trek for Mandela, where Professor Madonsela summited Mount Kilimanjaro with some other women, amazing women from Cape Town. And this was all part of the Caring for Girls program, which was started by Richard Mabaso back in 2012. Can you tell us about your link with Caring for Girls as well, Professor?
I've been associated with Caring for Girls since 2018, when Mr. Richard Mabaso approached me and asked me, won't you please summit Kilimanjaro for the girls? And I said, no way. We heard that people die on Kilimanjaro, including very highly athletic people. He then explained to me that, no, it just needs two things. Preparation and also a personal commitment, because yes, it is all about the girls, making sure that we highlight their plight. So it's a campaign. A lot of it is about making the life of girls, of disadvantaged girls, visible. Because people ask, why are you going to pay 100,000 rand to summit Kilimanjaro? Why not give it directly to the girls? Now, it's a publicity stunt as well, to make sure that everyone is aware. And as a result, since Mr. Richard Mabaso started this in 2012, many more people are collecting sanitary pads. Had he not started, it would not be happening. And so that's a good thing, because even if there was no corruption in government, there was no state capture or fraud and other improprieties, there's just far too many demands on public funds, that if us as civil society can stretch a little bit and play our part, then we'll move much faster to the socially just society where the divisions of the past have been healed and where there is sustainable peace.
And that is such an encouragement. You've just been talking, but I'm sure you've been encouraging so many people now to also want to become involved. It's a 60 Rand entry fee for each entry received online. A pack of the Petal sanitary pads is going to be donated directly to a girl child who is in need. And that is such an incredibly powerful movement. And social justice is really what you're all about. So from your words or from your mind, if you had to encourage somebody, if you had to tell somebody or inspire somebody to enter into the SPAR Women's Virtual Challenge this year, what would you say to them?
I would say this is the way to do things. We don't all have to summit Kilimanjaro, but we can all honestly join this SPAR Women's Virtual Challenge. And it's for a good cause, but it's also for our own mental health. COVID-19 has brought in so much mental health challenges. But it's also, I like your slogan or your mantra, limitless living, because it is really about pushing your barriers, pushing your comfort zone and expanding your comfort zone. So I would say to every woman, join for the girls, but also join for yourself so that you can push just one barrier and live limitlessly.
Such wise words coming from Professor Thuli Madonsela, Chair in Social Justice at the University of Stellenbosch and the Tuma Foundation founder. I'm hanging on every word. Our listeners have gone absolutely crazy, Professor. Our WhatsApp line is just buzzing at the moment. Lots and lots of love and admiration and appreciation for the good work that you do coming through from our heart listeners. So thank you very much for your time this morning. So you have obviously, you know, they said you mentioned it. You said no way, you're not gonna go anywhere near Kilimanjaro, but you've summited now, and that happened on Madiba's birthday, which is so significant. Tell me, have you decided now that's enough for me? I've climbed the highest mountain. That's enough for me. Do you still have some energy and left for this far virtual women's challenge?
Well, they say never say never. I was summiting Kilimanjaro for the second time.
And I believe so too. I was going to say this wasn't the first time, Prof.
I summited in 2019, but it was a bit of an assisted summit. And then now I've summited completely unassisted. Next year, we are hoping to summit Mount Kenya.
Wow.
And then in 2023, we're going to do base camp at Everest and only summit the mountain at base camp, not Everest itself. But it's really all, again, about social justice. Our summiting mountains is exactly as the same as what you are doing as Heart FM, which is just highlighting the plight of those who are left behind and encouraging everyone to play their part in delivering a better life to everyone. And it's the same as the SPA Women's Challenge, because SPA, they could just be collecting money because they are an enterprise, but they are deciding that they want to live in a world that is peaceful. They want to live in a world where everyone's potential is freed. And this is their own contribution to making sure that girls get a fair start in life.
And with incredible role models like you showing them that they too can live a limitless life like you and so many other incredible women around the country and around the world, this is wonderful, wonderful. Professor Thuli Madonsela, I have loved speaking to you today. Definitely the highlight of my week. Maybe even the highlight of my year. So thank you so much for your time today. And hopefully we'll see you somewhere on the virtual screens on the 4th of September as we tackle that race, our own race at our own pace, from 6 a.m. in the morning until 6 p.m. in the evening. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you, Sugar. I will be joining. I will definitely be joining.
Great stuff. We'll see you there.
Okay.
That's Professor Thuli Madonsela. She is a chair in social justice at Stellenbosch University and Tuma Foundation founder. You've got until the 15th to enter online. 60 Rand is all it's going to cost you. You can enter the virtual challenge. You can visit spavirtualchallenge.co.za. You can utilize that 60 Rand as your entry fee. You'll get a race pack with a buff and a very cool t-shirt and a medal and some other goodies involved there as well as a digital magazine. And every 60 Rand entry fee is going to make sure that one girl gets a pack of the Petals sanitary towels and they will be able to stay in school. We are working our way towards some traffic on the way. Truly a woman with great integrity. I salute you, Professor. That's one of the messages coming through. Lots of you now want to know how you can get involved with the sanitary towels as well. Yes. I know. That's definitely something that you could be a part of. So I'm going to get you the details and we'll go from there.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm going to let the. Oh my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I